Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. It's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting in order, and we'll begin with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. We'll let it rise.
It's my privilege today to introduce Senior Pastor Rick Ivey of Wesley United Methodist Church, located in Beaumont and Major in Folsom. It's my church, and if you look for a church home, if you love the Lord, yes.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, as we pause, as we reflect, help us to remember that this is your world, that you created it. You made it with your own hands, and you blessed it. We pray, Lord, that you would be with this body today. Help them to have your wisdom. Help them to be given your insight and to see the world in a way that is just, is right, and brings peace and prosperity to this community. We lift it to all those this day that hurt, who grieve, who mourn, and we look for better days to come as we trust in you. Amen.
Thank you. Let's say a pledge in unison to this awesome nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today, as County Commissioners, I may consider possibly approve a resolution for surviving parents of Southeast Texas. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Senegal.
No, that's Pierce. I'm better looking. That's Pierce.
Okay. Sorry. Guess I do need that here then. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it. Judge Worthen, would you like to introduce this group?
Your Honor,
the resolution if representatives of the group would like to come up to the podium. Resolution reads, Surviving Parents of Southeast Texas, whereas Surviving Parents of Southeast Texas organization organized in 2017, and since its inception has helped families who have lost a child due to violent acts of crime, whereas Surviving Parents of Southeast Texas is a community-based organization providing support to meet the emotional, spiritual, physical, and financial needs of surviving parents of violent crime through Jefferson County. Whereas Surviving Parents of Southeast Texas' goal is to be the voice and face of survival after the tragic loss of a loved one, and to host activities, counseling, meetings, provide emergency funds, scholarships, and most importantly, support. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County hereby honor and commend Surviving Parents of Southeast Texas for providing a forum for open discussion of all matters of public interest for the sake of all families in our communities and this day by the members of the Commissioners' Court.
Judge, I really appreciate you doing this today. This is one of the best organizations that has come about since my tenure as DA. These are people that have all lost a loved one. And Ms. Holloway was so down when it happened. She lost a child, and it was such a bad set of facts that I went to court almost every day to listen to the trial. And we became very friendly with each other, and we talked, and I've always given her words of encouragement. She was so down. She has taken this horrible moment of her life and turned it into a great organization that meets on a regular basis. Matter of fact, she was doing it from her home until it got so big, she had to actually go rent some space so they would have a place to meet. And so it's a nice little place on Lucas. And we were out there about 2 weeks ago. And it just brings my heart it makes my heart happy because I see when you take a bad situation and you turn it into a good organization. And that is what Ms. Holloway has done. She's done it all on her own. And she deserves the recognition and praise and credit that we want to give her. And I have a plaque here that I want to present to her. It says, let me put my glasses on so I can read it. Where are my glasses? There they are. Okay, it says, in recognition of surviving parents of Southeast Texas Organization, in recognition of your defining the problem of the loss of a loved one and the attention that is required to help the victims of these horrible crimes, we thank you for your love and care and attention. With gratitude and appreciation, we as the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office sincerely thank you. April 2021, signed Bob Worthen. And so with this, I hope you will hang it. Words cannot describe the work that this young lady has done. It's just undescribable. And with that, I just want to say thank you to her and everybody in her organization for all they have done to help other victims of similar crimes. So with that, I want to thank each and every one of you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Would you like to say anything, Ms. Holloway?
Thank you, Honorable Judge, and everyone on the platform. It's an honor to be here today. I never thought that this would grow and be what it is. I took my tragedy and I wanted to give back to those what was given to me by Bob Worthen, by the District Attorney of Staff, Ashley and Rachel Groves, and Detective Llewellyn, who thought well enough to trust me to help others. I would give anything to not be here today because I truly miss my daughter. But if I had to do this, which I do, I just thank God that I'm the face and the mouthpiece and the support needed for those who have suffered a tragic loss or just a loss. And I would like, if it's okay, if everyone that came from surviving parents would stand so they can be recognized.
She'd be forgiven for not being here today because she's currently trying a case in Judge Westcourt, very similar to this one at the time. So she wasn't able to be here today. But so I appreciate everything you've done. There are no words that I can say to you to thank you for all you've done for this area. It's not even just Jefferson County, it's the surrounding counties. And so it's a great organization. I applaud you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I just want to say one other thing that we all should wish. Mr. Bobby Carraway, a happy anniversary today.
Makes it a more special day because this is my 36th wedding anniversary today, so it makes it even better.
You're welcome to stay for the rest of the Commissioner's Court. You're welcome to exit if you were here for that. Okay.
know, yes, you mind closing that door for me, please?
Attorney Hadifin, purchasing out of age, Senator Bruce Specification for request for proposal for FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code. County Purchasing Act 2, Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3326. Item B is considered approved bid due date extension for invitation for bid for camera system for Bell helicopter for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office from 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, April 28, 2021 to 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, May 12, 2021. Item C is considered approved bid due date extension for invitation for bid for digital mapping system for the helicopter for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office from 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, April 28, 2021 to 11 a.m. on Wednesday, May 12, 2021. Item D is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control for a fourth and final one-year renewal with Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc., Nutrient Ag Solutions, Inc., ProPest, and Long Store, Target Specialty Products, and Unimar USA from March 29, 2021 through March 28, 2022. With proposed price increase on item one from $26.73 per gallon to $27.98 per gallon, and item number three from $11.74 per gallon to $14 per gallon. Item number nine from $92 per gallon to $125.30 per gallon, as shown on attachment A. Price increases are due to increased costs from the manufacturer. Item E is considered an approved disposal of scrap metal property. Scrap property to be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such price that they make demand to return funds to the county. Item F is considered approved disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And item G is considered approved auction of surplus property as authorized by the Local Government Code Section 263.15281 by Horns Auction Inc. scheduled for Saturday, May 1st, 2021 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved. Moved
by Commissioner Alter.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. I'm the county auditor. Item A is considered to approve the budget amendment for the jail for additional costs for housing inmates in the amount of $85,000. Item B is considered to approve the budget amendment for Road Bridge Precinct 3 for additional costs for summer help. Item C is considered to approve the budget amendment for general services for additional costs for termination allowances in the amount of $370,500. Item D is considered to approve the budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for purchase of reflective jackets and uniforms in the amount of $2,500. Item E is considered to approve budget transfer for County Court of Law Number 2 for purchase of two laptops for $2,600. And item F, Pereira County Bill Check Number 481554 through 481841. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we handle item A. Item B is considered publicly approved, received, and filed amended 2021 Records Management Order for Jefferson County, pursuant to Government Code Section 441.158, Chapter 552 of the Public Information Act of the Government Code. Item C is received, filed, executed right of entry for survey and exploration of the Department of the Army. Item D is considered possibly approved exemption allowing the following groups from paying for security during scheduled events when using jury and family rooms for the year 2021. Dispute Resolution Center, Election School, Family Services, Jefferson County Bar Association, Jefferson County Democratic Party, Jefferson County Republican Party, Jefferson County Libertarian Party, Jefferson County Green Party, Jefferson County Clerk's Office for meetings and training relating to elections, Jefferson County Coalition for Victims Crime, Jefferson County Deputy Constable in District Number 6, reported direct vote of office, and statements for Josh Allen, Tony Malley, Barney Dalio, Chuck Kriker, and Chuck Gillard. And via addendum, item F, this consider possible approve and authorize the county judge to execute file demolition waiver for the city of Fort Arthur for unsafe property located at 4448 Lewis Drive, Fort Arthur 77641.
Do I have a motion on that item, other commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under engineering, we have three items. Item A is to execute receiving filing utility permit to AT&T for the placement of fiber optic cable for cell tower located on 10948 East Club Road in Precinct Number 4. Item B is to receive and file executed right of entry for survey and exploration by the Department of Army. Item C is to execute, receive, and file easement agreement with Texas Gas Service for distribution of natural gas along track B, 5B, replat of part of lots 5 through 10, block 152, the city of Fort Arthur, located in precinct 3. Is that a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it. Under risk management, we have one item to consider possible approve aircraft and chemical application liability endorsements for adding the mosquito control aircraft to current aviation insurance policy with Ace American Insurance Company effective April 24th, 2021, an additional premium of $6,532. Got a motion on that?
So, we have a question.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda for this special meeting as well as our agenda. If any member of the court wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without making action, we have time for public comment. So if someone is on the line and they wish to make public comments, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. For anyone present in the courtroom, they'll need to approach the lectern and state your name and matter of public comment. So that is open right now. Hearing no public comment, that time is closed. And I guess the only thing I would mention is there is the potential that next Tuesday during Commissioner's Court, this court may be called upon to consider a resolution either supporting or declining to support the Gulf Coast Community Protection District Act that is being proposed in the legislature right now. There is a bill in the Senate and the House that is sponsored by Senator Taylor in the Senate and Representative Paul in the House that would create this district, which is composed of Galveston, Harris, Chambers, Jefferson, and Orange County. It would create or implement a tax with a cap on the tax to fund the non-federal share of Corps of Engineers projects for flood control and improvement projects located in Southeast Texas in that five county area. Orange will be considering the same thing. The bill will not move further, I am told, through the House unless there are resolutions of support from the five commissioners' courts. So in the interim periods between now and next Tuesday, I would ask the members of the court to look at that bill. If the tax is implemented, 80% of the taxes will be paid by by Harris County because Harris County had 80% of the improved values in the five county area. However, and I think that this bill is most problematic for Orange County because Orange County has no flood control project, no levy, no anything. And the Corps of Engineers has yet to complete studies on interior drainage that will not be finished for 9 months. So there are a lot of issues, and I would urge the members of the Corps to either talk with Zach Johnson in Representative Speaker Phelan's office, Mr. Don Corone with the Orange County Drainage District, Bill Kelly with Drainage District 7, or anyone with questions or concerns about the bill so that we can all be on the same page. You know, the Open Meetings Act prevents me from discussing with this with more than one member of the court, so I want to give everybody fair warning that this is a big issue. There's about $3.9 billion in federal appropriations that had been made for drainage improvement projects in the five county area. Most of that in Jefferson and Orange County. Obviously, Orange County, because they have had no projects in the past by the Corps, would be the most expensive project. But it's difficult for them because they don't have the Corps studies completed on the interior drainages of CalBio as of yet, which would significantly impact the end results. The Corps cannot do a project unless they can determine that at first it will do no harm by doing the project. So,
this is the Ike Dyke project?
Yes, it's part of the coastal spine Ike Dyke issues. It involves the dyke across Galveston Bay, as well as on the Bolivar Peninsula and on through Jefferson and Orange County. So it's a complicated issue, and the main thing I think is that $3.9 billion could leave us and go to Puerto Rico if the bill is not passed, and it may end up
this one.
That's what happens depending on what happens with the Corps of Engineers studies. But we have met with all the counties, Senator Taylor, Senator Nichols, Representative Paul, the Corps of Engineers, and the Corps of Engineers has not been amenable to some of the changes proposed by Orange County into the legislation. It has passed the Senate. It's in the House. I do not think it will go any further in the House without the action of the Commissioner's Court. So all the more reason for us to familiarize ourselves with its provisions between now and next week. And I will tell you that it would impose a tax with a cap on the tax. However, the citizens of the five counties will have an opportunity to vote on the implementation of that tax before it ever happens. But what I learned last week in Austin was that it will be a five county vote, so that effectively Harris County will control the vote.
Yeah.
So
the other thing, Judge, that I would want to talk to our legislators about, because the reason this was put forward so we can try to protect against storms, but our communities are being hammered by this tweak. This insurance is being hammered. So we have to see if we get legislators thinking outside the box and see how we can relieve that.
We have fought that every session. to have TOIA premium set statewide as opposed to just in 14 coastal counties, which is not the case with any other type of casualty insurance bought on a home in any other part of the state. So it's a very sad situation, but I can tell you that as of Thursday before last, at a point in the legislative process where the committee would have passed out over 800 bills for floor consideration, as of Thursday before last, they had passed out 80, so 10% of the number. That's how dramatically COVID has impacted the legislative process and slowed it down, as well as the budget issues. Plus, and the legislature will be coming back in a special session probably in October to consider redistricting, but they can't do that until after they get the census figures in September. So, in any event, between now and next Tuesday, I urge members of the court to educate themselves on that bill so that you can make an up or down decision on that. We mentioned Commissioner Bush today. He's in a county judge in the commissioner's school out of town. And so we miss him today, but he should be back next week. Anything from any other member of the court or elected official? If not, thank you so very much for being here today, and we are adjourned.